and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Well, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Well, don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and the word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Well, don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Well, don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Well, don't stop praying, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and the word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. I love it. Well, don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Yes, it is. Don't stop praying, He'll answer. One more time, come on. Well, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Well, don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Well, don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Put your hand to everybody. I dare you to praise Him. Give Him glory. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Let it get all in your soul. Don't stop praying. Yeah, for the Lord is not. Let it get all in your bones. Don't stop praying, He'll hear. For the Lord done promise, and His word is true. Well, don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Just don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord done promised, and His word is true. Well, don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Well, don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Yeah, yeah, well, don't stop praying. That's it, hear your cry. For the Lord done promised, and His word is true. Well, don't stop praying, don't just do it, He'll answer you. Well, thank you. And glory. I know that's right, Mother. Go and praise Him. Word is true. Woo. Well, don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Don't stop praying, for the Lord is not. Just don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. Well, the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Hey, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. For the Lord does promise, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Hey, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. Yeah, yeah. For the Lord has promised, and His word is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. Come on and give Him glory. Come on and give Him glory on tonight. Come on, let's thank Him. Yeah. Woo, glory to God. Come on, somebody shout glory. Shout glory. My God, you've been so good to us. Hey, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Is He worthy on tonight? Come on, come on. Is He worthy? Come on, is God showing up worthy? Those that are listening to us by way of radio, come on, give Him glory. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hey, yeah. And I want to thank Him. Yes, I do. Because it's been so good to me. Is He all right? Oh, come on, clap your hands. Somebody listen to this Wednesday noonday broadcast. Give God some glory. I know the Lord is blessing me right now. I can feel His mercy as before Him I bow. Well, I may not be able to see what He is doing for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now. Well, the Lord is blessing me right now. Come on, right now. I can feel His mercy as before Him I bow. Well, I may not be able to see what He is doing, but right now, come on, say right now. Oh, the Lord, it is blessing me right now. I can feel His mercy as before Him I bow. Well, I may not be able to see just what. It's blessing me right now. One more time. Right now. Go to your seat. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him glory on tonight. It's a wonderful thing to be in a place where God has live stones in the building. Come on, if you're a live stone, make some noise. Bibles make a joyful noise. Some of y'all sitting there like you dead tombstones. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why I do what I do, not because of you. I do what I do because of Him. I ain't trying to move nobody. I ain't want to be moved. I'm trying to move the heart of God. Come on. You can sit there and look mixed up like sand and set up like cement and sour as a grape. But I'm on my way somewhere. And I know my praise will open some doors for me tonight. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Oh my God, I thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Thank him tonight. Turn to me in the book of Joshua tonight, 3rd chapter. You got that look like you went, come on with it. I'm just asking you, why don't you come on with some praise and some prayer? You come on with some prayer and some praise. I can probably come on with some preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was up there with Reverend Mayo's church this morning. Man, I left there. I don't know. I left there. They claimed when I left there, the place went up in an uproar after I left. They said after I left, they went to shouting and crying and going on. They tell me, I got several calls. I said, my God, why y'all wait till I leave the shot? They said, man, you don't know what you did up in here this morning. I said, I don't. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. I don't know. God is just good to me. I don't know. God, he's just good to me. He's just kind to me. Amen. I don't have the trouble some of these guys have trying to get a word. I just go say what I'm going to say and get on up out of there. They tell me when I got finished preaching, the pastor got right up and started talking about rapping pipes. They didn't know what he was talking about. They were shouting. He started talking about rapping pipes. And it wasn't. Man, I must have upset his mindset. Praise God. Went right on into communion. God is kind. How many know he'll bless you? That's what I want to live, so God can use me any time. Anybody want to live so God can use you? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Woman said to me, said, Reverend, you preach like you had blood in your eyes this morning. I said, my God, I wish I brought some of that blood down with me that came at 11 o'clock because I felt like I had tea in my eyes. That's how tired I was, but God blessed us anyhow. Amen. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing to serve him. Yeah, it is. 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 Praise the Lord. Look at Joshua 3. Praise God. One thing about it, I won't rust out. I'll wear out. Yes, Lord. I want to live so God can use me anytime, anytime, anywhere. I want to live so God can use me. Well, take it with it. Anytime. Yeah. Wait, what? I want to live so. All right. God can use me anywhere, anywhere, anytime. All right. Well, you know the song. Now sing it. I want to live so. And stand up now since y'all so smart. Yeah, that's right. I wasn't trying to make a hit. I just trying to make a point. So, God can use me anywhere. Anytime. I want to live so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to sing so God can use me anywhere. Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. I want to walk so God can use me. Yeah, Lord. Yes. I want to pray so, I want to pray so God can use me anywhere, anytime. Well, I want to pray so God can anywhere. Yes, yes, yes. Woo. What a, all right, you can sit down. Joshua 3, praise God, 3rd chapter, book of Joshua. God is kind, isn't he? Praise him on tonight. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful Savior. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. And he and all the children of Israel enlarged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. We talked the other week about the wonders of God. I want you to look at the line above it when talk about going in unfamiliar places. Joshua's already proven that he was a faithful servant in how he reacted, or should I say how he responded and related to his predecessor, Moses. For Joshua proved to be one of those loyal men that the man Moses ever had. When Moses' own brother Aaron and his sister Miriam began to criticize the fact that he married an Ethiopian woman, and they began to criticize Moses, said all kind of negative things about him. God smote Miriam with leprosy, because Miriam had too much mouth about stuff she had no business dealing in. I often tell people, you'll be careful how you get in people's business, because you just might get in trouble with God. She criticized her brother because her brother married an Ethiopian woman, which means this woman was of a dark skin complexion. Obviously, Marion had some prejudices about her. But the fact that she criticized not the woman, but she criticized the man of God, Marion quickly learned the lesson, what it meant by touch not my anointed and do my servant no harm. What Marion failed to realize that what Moses did was not a public of any public business. It was a personal decision. And God allowed him to have leverage in his personal life. Therefore, there's a line drawn between a man's public service and his personal life. And God declared unto Marion, you need to get your act together along with Aaron. But then God healed Marion. God did deliver her. I believe he did it at the request of her brother Moses. Joshua proved to be more loyal than his own kinmen. When I say his own kinmen, I'm talking now about Moses' kinmen. And sometimes those who are your friends are not of your household. Sometimes your enemies are of your household. Sometimes the people closest to you can do you the worst harm or the most harm. And sometimes God will raise up somebody outside of the confines of the family circle who will befriend you like a brother. My mind now goes to a man by the name of Jonathan and David. The Bible says David and Jonathan were so close that their souls were knitted together. And that the love that Jonathan and David shared with one another was stronger than that of a man for a woman. There was nothing kinky about it, nothing hanky-panky about it. It's just the writer was describing how intense the love was. Yeah. To the end that Jonathan protected David from the evil of his own father. And David discovered, even with that relationship, that his brothers and himself did not have that kind of relationship. I want to tell you tonight, you need to understand again that everybody that's close to you is not for you. And sometimes God has to get a ram out of the bush to show you that he can use anybody to be a blessing to your life. And I don't care who you are tonight, if you don't have at least one good friend, get yourself one. You're going to need it on the journey. You need to get yourself a special assistant, somebody you can confide in and entrust your business to, so that when time comes where you're too overwhelmed with life, there's somebody who's got your back.
You don't need anybody to cover up for you. You just need somebody who's going to cover you. You got me tonight. You don't need anybody that's going to compromise your spiritual values or your moral values. You need somebody who's covering you enough to say you don't want to go that route, because that route is leading to destruction and death. That's what Moses had in the man Joshua. Yeah. Joshua, little did he know that one day God would elevate him to the place where Moses was or is. The Bible says when Moses' time came to leave place, when God said to him, I got to pull you out, but I've got your replacement, because I've been watching him during the whole wilderness journey. Yeah, yeah. He was there with you when you came out of Egypt. Yeah. He was there as you crossed the Red Sea. He's never tried to compete against you. He's never tried to turn the people's heart against you. He's always been there just when you needed him. He knew that you were growing weak and feeble, but never once did he try to usurp your authority. He never tried to manipulate and take the staff from you. As a matter of fact, he was right there holding up your arms in the midst of a hot battle. This man will do you much good. I'm raising not Eliezer, your son. Then check it out. Not Eliezer, your son, but I'm going to raise up Joshua, your servant. Your son Eliezer is all right, but I can't use him right now. I need you to understand, I got another assignment for Eliezer. As a matter of fact, when it came time for the assignment, God said, strip Aaron, clothe Eliezer, because Aaron done messed up. God has a place for everybody, and as everybody has a place in God. God used Eliezer just as much as he used Aaron to be a priest among the people and to serve as a spiritual advisor to his father. But Joshua, on the other hand, will literally take his father's place, take Moses' place, and lead the people to their next level. As a matter of fact, the very name Yeshua or Joshua means salvation. He would become the extension and the extended service ministry of Moses himself. God, after God said to Moses, look over Mount Pisgah's lofty heights and see the promised land that you will not enter into, but yet I've commissioned Joshua. And it is in that spirit that Joshua rises to the occasion. But he doesn't rise with self-confidence and arrogance. He rises with a sense of humility and humbleness of heart. Joshua is kind of second-guessing God's choice. And I want to tell you tonight, whenever God calls a man, whenever God chooses an individual, God already knows what you're capable of doing. God knows your ability. I don't care who you are, man, woman. If God ever put his finger on you, it's because he's already put the stuff in you that you need for service. You might not feel like you're qualified, but God says you're qualified because I called you. And he whom I called, I justified you. And if I justified you, I've already qualified you. You don't have to second guess my decision. I knew what you were going to be before your mama had you. I knew what you're going to be when you were in your mother's womb. I knew what you're going to be. Matter of fact, before your mama named you, I'd already labeled you my servant. Joshua becomes the servant of Moses, and God understands Joshua's temperament. He understands Joshua's tenure with Moses and his temperament with the people. He is the right man. And the Bible says when God called Joshua, when Joshua got word right there in the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, when Moses said to Joshua, I've got to consecrate you now to take this people to the next level. This is why it is important for every Joshua in ministry. I don't care who your Moses is. That's why it's important for Joshuas to maintain their demeanor. Don't get excited. Don't get anxious. Don't get in a hurry. Don't go look for a crowd of folk you can turn against your Moses. Just hold up, because when your time comes, God will put you in your turn. Come on, shout glory in that tonight. Many preachers have messed up because they got ahead of God and tried to usurp the Moses that God had in the place ahead of them. All they need to do is just wait it out, and in due season God will call Moses home and raise Joshua. Always remember, God never removes a Moses without having a Joshua somewhere in the wings. Am I right about it tonight? That doesn't just apply to ministry and ministers. That applies to any of you. God's always got somebody who can help you carry the ball or carry the ball that you tried to carry the whole journey. God's got somebody already designated to finish what you started. If you don't get it finished on this end, God's already got your filling. God's got somebody. He's already decreed and declared that that will take the job, take the people, to take the task to the place where God has already destined for the people to go. Joshua is the man because God decreed it and God declared it. And God said to Moses, you are the chief consecrator. Therefore, I want you to call Joshua. I want you to speak what I've spoken to you about Joshua. I don't want anybody else talking to Joshua. I don't want anybody else speaking over Joshua. I don't need Aaron to do it. I don't need Aaron. I don't need Aaron's sons. I need you to bring Joshua out front and center and speak the word of blessing over him in front of the congregation, so there'll be no question about who's the next in line. Don't leave any ambiguity. I want you to tell them, I chose Joshua, and since you are the chief consecrator, I'm declaring, I'm commanding you now to consecrate Joshua, because Joshua's got a task upon him that requires an unusual anointing. And the Bible says when Moses fell asleep and God buried him, God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is now dead, and I need you to go into operation, swing into operation. No, you don't get a honeymoon. No, you don't get a chance to take a vacation. No, you don't get a sabbatical. You go right to service. You can't wait for an installation service, because that's already took place. Come on, give God some glory. I've already installed you. I want you to forget about ceremonial stuff and make your way at the head of the people and stand before the people and give instruction to the priest and the Levites and the others and tell them it's time to proceed. The Bible says early in the morning, Joshua got up and began to go before God in prayer. Because whenever God set you to task, I don't care how much anointing oil been put on you, I don't care who laid their hands on you, there comes a time when you have to go to God for yourself and affirm within your spirit that this is what God has ordained me to do. Don't let your pastor call you. Don't let your mama call you. Don't let your daddy call you. Don't let your best friend call you. You go to God. I don't care how much of God's hand they can see on your life. You make sure you go to God and say, is this what you want me to do? Yeah. Come on and wake up. I'm trying to close. The book says he got up early in the morning. Thank you. I think that early suggests before the sun rose, that Joshua found himself consulting God. And it was in prayer that God gave Joshua his instructions. And God said to Joshua, listen, Joshua, I need you to understand that my servant Moses is dead. But I got this to tell you also. That's the bad news. But here's the good news. The good news is, as I was with him, surely I shall be with you. How many know sometimes you got to get the bad news before the good news? Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. The bad news is you got a spot on your lung. The good news is many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them. The bad news is they give you a pink slip, they're going to lay you off. But the good news is that my God shall supply earth all of my needs according to it. The good news is with his stripes I am healed. When the bad news come, look for the good news to follow. Come on, come on. The devil always shows up first before the real stuff shows up. The negative always shows up before the positive, because the negative wants to get you to a place where you can't receive the positive. But when the negative comes, you just stand still and say, all right, now what's next? I heard what you said, but now what else? I hear Isaiah say, now who has believed our report? In other words, there were some other reports going on. Then Isaiah said, now whose report you're going to believe? I want to know whose report you're going to believe. Are you going to take the first report, or are you going to wait for the second sanctification? Bad report. Joshua said, I hear you. Moses is dead. God said, listen, man, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. He said, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stay in this book. Meditate in it day and night. Don't let this book depart from you. He said, listen, Joshua, I want you to know that I'm going to give you much success. Hang out with me a little while. I'm going to grant you success in everything you endeavor. Because I am with you. And then he tells him, and no man, whew, shall be able to stand up in your face and tell you anything. No man shall be able to stand before you, because what I'm going to put in you, every demon in hell got to back up. I'm going to give you to such an authority and such an anointing that even those who seek your hurt and harm can't help but love you in spite of the fact they can't stand you. Come on, give him glory tonight. He'll do that. How many know he'll do that? I'll make them respect you. Even though they don't like you, they got to respect the gift I put on you. How many know tonight God can gift you so that even your enemies got to say, that's a bad Negro going there. God will do it. God says to him, I want you to get up. Up! Get up. It's time to move the people. It's time to move them. Because I'm not a God who is stagnated. It's time to move. But in order for them to make this move, Joshua, there has to be preparation. And not only must there be preparation, Joshua, but there must be a season of expectation. There has to be a level of expectancy within them to know that just because Moses is gone, I'm still here. Just because Moses is out of the picture doesn't mean the movie is over. Tell them Moses has been written out of the script. It's about a new episode now. We're about to turn some corners that they couldn't have turned if Moses had have stayed in the picture. All right. I want to tell you tonight as I close, there's some corners you can't turn as long as you hold on to your Moses. All right. You have to embrace your Joshua spirit. You know Moses has done great things and has accomplished great feats. But past successes and past blessings will not suffice. I need some new mercy. And I need some new miracles. While I praise God for what Moses did in the wilderness, I praise God for what God did through Moses at the Red Sea. But I'm looking for God to do even greater things. I watched him destroy every enemy, drown Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea, washed up dead soldiers on the seashore, and not one Israelite was lost. Come on, give him glory. All of that was some good stuff. I've experienced his hand that feeds from on high. But all of that is over now. And I'm looking for something bigger and better. Why not thank God for my blessings of 2014? I'm not satisfied with 2014 blessings in 2015. And since he allowed me to cross over into 2014, I think I got a right to raise my expectancy level a little higher. Since he brought me over, yes he did, from 2014. 2015 means I need a heavenly upgrade, because the program I was running on in 2014 will not accommodate the gigabytes of 2015. You're not praying with me. I need God to take me to another place in 2014. I don't want to see what I saw in 2015. 14. If I got to have some adversities, give me some new adversities. I don't want the same old trouble that I had in 2014. That's so counterproductive. But oh, if I'm gonna have some obstacles, at least let me have some different obstacles. If I'm gonna have some enemies, don't let me have the same enemies. I want some new enemies. Come on, shout glory. Because if I got the same old enemies that I had last year, that means I didn't kill them off. I merely wounded them. And anything you wound will get back up and come and get you. So whenever you shoot, you better shoot to kill. Come on, shout glory. Because if you don't kill that devil, another devil gonna show up and join with the wounded devil. Come on, shout glory. And I wasn't made to fight demons and devils. I was created to glorify God. I heard my grandmama and granddaddy singing, keep so busy working for my master. I ain't got time to die. Ain't got time to be fighting with the past. Ain't got time to be fighting with past failure. I got too much ahead of me to spend my time walking in yesterday. I got to keep on walking because I just believe something better is about to happen in 2015 that did not happen in 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Something didn't happen at the turn of the century. Something didn't happen when the 20K came in. But I've been waiting, 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 lo, these 14 years. And here I am, 14 years later, saying I feel it coming. I can see it coming. I can envision it coming. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm about to climb the high place, stand on my high place with my highest feet, and I'm gonna give God glory. Oh, somebody help me give him glory, because I'm about to go into some unfamiliar territory, but I'm believing I don't have to go by myself. I got fellowship with Jesus. I got friendship with Jesus. Fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Anybody know you're headed to some unfamiliar territory, but God knows it's the place I need to be. God knows it's the place I want to be. God knows I've been through too much not to go there. I've seen too much not to go there. Cried too much, prayed too long not to go there. Come on with me. Got to get there. Got to go there. It's mine. He promised it to me. It's mine. He said it was mine. Add glory. Yeah. 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 Yes. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I know you failed at it in 2014, but do it again. Do it again this time. Do it again this time. This time. This time. This time. No failure. This time. No failure. This time. Success. This time. Prosperity. Come on, come on, come on. Our glory. The reason why you failed the first time, God
wanted you to see what it was like to try anything without him. But this time, he's going to be with you. And when you try it, this time, no failure. You're going to a place where you've never been before. Sanctify yourself. Get ready. Sanctify yourself. Shout glory. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. If you can believe it, if you can desire it, if you can dream it, it's yours.
I know I'm real tonight. Yeah.
Is he all right? Sanctify. Take the people. Take them cross. Get on over there. Get across the river. Because tomorrow you're going to a place where you've never been before. Come on, shout glory. Come on, give him praise. Anybody looking for the place where you've never been before? Oh, I feel like giving him praise right here. Yeah. You say, but preacher man, I tried that and I failed. Ain't gonna try no more. I got news for you. It's better to have tried and failed than not try at all. It's better, I tell you, to try and fail. Get back up. Don't waddle into failure. Get back up. Try it again. This time when you do it, give him glory. This time when you do it, plead the blood of Jesus. This time when you do it, speak life and not death. This time when you do it, tell the devil, I was created for this. This is for me. I can have all of this. I don't know what your this is, but I know who your who is. Jesus, the righteous Son of God, and he's able. Stand on your feet. Give him glory.
Come on, somebody shout glory. Look somebody, I tell them, it's been my time, but now it's my turn. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, give him glory tonight. I said give him glory. I didn't say give him kudos. I said give him glory. Come on, praise him tonight. In my boyhood days, that wasn't too long ago. In my boyhood days, they used to sing a song in church, God's tomorrow is better than today. See, the problem most of us is we don't have no expectancy of anything ever getting better. And so you keep wilding in your past and keep bringing up all that mess, and half of what you talk about never happened, just all up in your mind. Come on, somebody shout glory. Stop talking about stuff that never happened. That's called a lying spirit. Thank you, Jesus. God's tomorrow. I want to know, is anybody here tonight know that God's got a better tomorrow for you than is today? If you're here, come on, let's get around this altar. Let me pray for you. I feel anointing to pray. I don't want nobody coming out and ain't looking for nothing to happen. You just trying to test me. You better go and sit down somewhere, because I ain't the one to test.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love him tonight. God's tomorrow is better than today. I came in this church tonight to be the happiest man in the house, and I think I accomplished that. Ain't nobody else got no joy. I got enough of it. Hallelujah. And if you didn't get yours, shame on you. I came in here to get blessed as well as to be a blessing. So I ain't got time for craziness. Time too short. I'm trying to get to my unfamiliar place. I'm trying to see something I ain't never seen before. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. 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 You gonna keep running after yesterday. I'm running for tomorrow. I'm running after tomorrow. You keep on talking about how it used to be and how you wish it could be again. Keep running after that stuff. I'm running after tomorrow. Because God's tomorrow. I say God's tomorrow. No more sorrow. Every tear he'll wipe away at the dawning of the day. Because God's tomorrow is better than today. Hallelujah. Church need to go back to singing those kind of hymns. Hallelujah. They gave you hope. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. We're not ashamed to ask for it. We're hungry for it. Give us the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Baptize us and fill us right now. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. Fill us right now. Fill our minds with heavenly thoughts. Fill our heart with heavenly love. Fill our souls with heavenly joy. Fill our spirit with heavenly power. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. God, we're thanking you right now. God, we're thanking you tonight. Help us to get to moving on our journey. Help us. Glory to God. Help us. Help us tonight. Glory, 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 to go to some unfamiliar places in the heavenly realm. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to experience a deeper joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sanctify our minds, sanctify our hearts. Help us tonight, glory, 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 to live in the spirit of expectancy. In Jesus' name, drive out sickness, drive out disease, drive out bitterness, drive out disappointment. When one door closes, help us to look to another bigger and better. Ah, God, I want to thank you tonight, because I believe even now you're blessing in this church, you're blessing this congregation. Help us to multiply. Help us, oh glory to God, glory to God, to produce more disciples in the name of Jesus. Help us tonight to be fishermen of men and women. Help us tonight to win this community in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on tonight. Breathe on your people's finances. Breathe on their families. Breathe on their fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give somebody around this altar a double portion of joy. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. Unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. Glory to God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I want to thank you. 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 Drive out fear. Fill with perfect love. Drive out fear. Fill with perfect love in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you. And we give you glory. Our glory. Our glory. Our glory. Oh, my soul does magnify you tonight. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you.
Holy Ghost of God, have your way. Angels of heaven, minister to these your people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Endow right now. Endow right now with the gift of prophecy. Give them all prophetic gifts. Hallelujah. That they might prophesy in your name. That they might prophesy. High glory to God. Prophesy life and not death. Prophesy healing and not sickness. Prophesy. High glory to God. Give your people that gift. Your servant Moses prayed that he would to God that they all were prophets. Hallelujah. Your servant Paul declared he would to God that they all would prophesy in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you tonight. Ah, yes. And we shout glory. Can we just shout thank you? Come on, Lord, I receive it. Come on, Lord, I receive it. Throw your head back. Lord, I receive it. I receive your spirit. I receive your gifts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, Lord, I want to prophesy. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 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 Come on, shout, yes, Lord. Come on, give him glory. Clap your hands and give him praise. Hug somebody, tell them I'm believing God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. As you make your way back to your space, come on, give him glory on tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beams of heaven as I go through this wilderness below, guide my feet in the peaceful way. Turn my midnight into day. When in the darkness I would groan, faith always sees a star of hope, and soon from all lies griefs and dangers, I shall be free someday. I do not know how long 'twill be, nor what the future holds for me, but this I know, if Jesus leads me, I shall get home someday. I do not know how long 'twill be, nor what the future holds for me, but this I know, if Jesus leads me,
yes sir,
I shall get home someday.
Listen,
harder yet may be the fight, right must not turn to give to my, there is a God who rules above. with a hand of power and the heart of love. I do not know how long 'twill be, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, but this I know. If Jesus leads me, if Jesus leads me, I shall get home. Get home someday. I do not know, say the line. I do not know. Yeah. How long will be, nor what the future, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, God. I shall get home. I shall get home someday. Come on, give him glory. Wickedness may seem to reign. Yes, Lord. Right may all turn to give to mine. There is a land where pleasure reigns. No mourning soul shall roam its plains. I do not know how long 'twill be, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, but this I know. If Jesus leads me, if Jesus leads, I shall be free. I shall be free someday. Right there, will you bow your head for a moment? I just feel an urgency to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Because none of us know what tomorrow holds. We know, yet we know who holds tomorrow. And I want to thank you in this hour. Because I realize that have you not tabernacled here, none of this could have taken place. And even now, you are destroying and breaking yokes of oppression. And we thank you. It's good to know that if we're right, you'll fight our battles. Tonight, we thank you. Because you gave us a mind to be in this place this evening. None of us had the faintest idea what you were going to do until we got here and experienced your presence. And we thank you. And we thank you. And now I pray for that woman. I pray for that man tonight. Oh God, whatever they're going through, in Jesus' name, go with them. Go with them, go with them, go with them, go with them, be with them. Be with them in their fifth, sixth, and seventh trial. Deliver them. Tonight is their night. Tonight is their night. Tonight they shall get pleasant sleep. Tonight, tonight they shall rest in you. Tonight, all tossing and turning will cease. Tonight, the devil got to go. I speak the peace of God and the rest of God on their life right now. Give their mind rest. restore soundness of mind and spirit in the name of Jesus. I cover them now under the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliver their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Satan, I call you out. I call you out of their minds. I call you out of their spirit. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And I thank God for the deliverer in the person of the Lord Jesus through the person of the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you, Lord. Come on, thank him tonight. Come on, just thank him. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get out of here. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Come on, come on. Praise him. Ah, yeah. Come on, officers. Let's receive our evening's offering. I have started for the kingdom. I am on my journey home.